Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
Hello, I'm your host, Honey Proudfoot. And in today's episode, I'll be taking you through my journey as a student athlete and how AISJ has helped. I'm a grade 12 student athlete competing in track and field and rugby. I've competed at a senior and national level from the start of high school.
That's the only player I know, Honey Proudfoot. She's been training with us at senior level. Well, I say us, I was still training. But she's got some pace to burn.
And I plan to continue my career in sports after high school, either leaving for the US to play D1 rugby or to Australia to play club rugby. And this is my story. This episode is split into three sections. First, I'll talk about my story and who I am as a student athlete. I'll then talk about my experiences moving to AISJ as a grade 9 student, comparing it to my experiences at a South African high school. Last, I'll speak about AISJ pathways and what your or your child's experience can look like and the support that will be given. Okay, now let's get right into it. I started my sports journey in Jakarta, Indonesia, playing for the Komodo Dragons under 6 team. Being part of an all-boys team had its challenges, but that didn't matter much at that age. My dad was my first coach, and having him by my side made everything easier. I began playing when I was just 5 years old, and sports were always a big part of my life. With 2 older siblings, I constantly attended their games and events, which is how I fell in love with rugby and track. Looking back, it's incredible how those early experiences shaped my passion for athletics. Now let's dive into the heart of the matter and explore the key points that make my journey as a student athlete so fascinating. When we moved back to Australia, everything changed for me. I transitioned from rugby to track and field to keep up with my siblings. Once I entered an all-girls school in grade 7, rugby came back into the picture, and I discovered netball, which quickly became my new obsession. Competing at local and state level was such a thrill. However, moving back to Australia was challenging, since I didn't know anyone and had to build a new life for myself. Sports became my way to connect. I dove into 5 different sports year-round, from Thursday night social Oztag to traveling across the country for track meets. I met many amazing people and had incredible experiences that deepened my love for athletics. Over the past 5 years, I competed in over 6 countries and played in my first international senior competition. At just 16, I represented the Tux Delta Drones Sevens team in Dubai. It's been a fantastic journey that has truly shaped who I am today. Moving into the second section of this episode, I will discuss my experiences moving to South Africa and AISJ. Moving to South Africa as a grade 8 student was a cultural shock. I expected plenty of opportunities for women's rugby, like there are for men. That wasn't the case. Without my siblings around, I felt pretty lonely at first. I thought sports was my way of finding my place, so I put rugby on hold and focused on track and field instead. Training at the university was just the beginning of my journey. Finding the right school for me became a challenge for both my parents and I. We thought a local all-girls school would resemble what I experienced in Australia. But we were wrong. Sports were just in the background at this school. The main focus was academics. As a grade 9 student, I didn't qualify for A teams in netball, and I ended up having to do events no one else wanted to do in track and field. This made me miserable, because I knew I had so much potential. It was a challenging period of adjustment. This school wasn't the right fit for me. There needed to be extra support in learning and sports. Every day was a struggle, as I tried to balance a busy schedule while learning subjects like Afrikaans and French that I'd never done before. Eventually, my parents decided it was best for me to leave this school and move to AISJ. Moving to AISJ felt like a breath of fresh air. They welcomed me with open arms and offered an extensive program that helps new students settle in. And the cherry on top was that AISJ offers rugby. Finding a school that was the right fit for me was a moment of relief and joy. At AISJ, sports go hand in hand with academics. There are opportunities all year round to train and compete in various sports, from rugby to golf. Students are encouraged to participate in at least one sport throughout the year, or even one each season. Traveling and competing across Africa is an incredible opportunity that sets ASJ apart from other schools. The faculty and administration have been incredibly supportive throughout my high school journey, especially as I've traveled frequently for rugby. Instead of letting me struggle because of missed school days, my teachers have helped me catch up by allowing me to take tests before or after scheduled dates, or providing extra lessons after school. For example, I missed 2 weeks of school due to traveling for rugby, and I was able to have conversations with my teachers to make a plan. I could take my math test early and have extra time when completing work for English. To accommodate all my travel commitments, I chose to join the HSP program instead of pursuing the full IB curriculum. This decision has given me more flexibility with testing dates and assignments. The IB system is very structured and doesn't have much leeway. The HSP program, on the other hand, is more student-led and allows them to take charge of their learning. For example, I can go to my teachers and have conversations with them, and feel comfortable enough to go to them when I'm struggling with my workload. I've gone to my economics teacher in the past when I feel like I'm drowning in work. I was able to have conversations with her about how I was feeling, and in return she explained things to me, clearing them up in my mind. Making this choice was challenging, but with guidance from my counselor, teachers, and parents, it was one of the best decisions. That's another reason why ASJ is so unique. Having the opportunity to choose what I want to study while enjoying flexibility is something you only find at some schools. As a student athlete facing an uncertain future, being at ASJ makes navigating these challenges so much more accessible. Since joining the ASJ community, I've competed in over 10 competitions in over 5 different countries.
Again, will she find the try line? And she does. Try
and
time to the San Clemente Rhinos.
That right there is Honey from South Africa.
Oh, showing off her South African footwork, finding that try line.
I've had my first semi-pro experience, and this is one thing that has stayed with me. It has shown me that even if you're struggling at school or think you're too busy, you can still achieve incredible things that just make you take a step back and say, wow. Thinking back now, I realize that if I had stayed at my old school, I would not have had the same opportunities as I do now. I would not have stepped out of my comfort zone to play at the senior level. I will be forever grateful for the ASJ community and the opportunities it has given me to grow as a student athlete and person. Before we wrap up, let's recap the main takeaways from today's discussion about my journey as a student athlete. I started my sports journey in Jakarta, Indonesia, where my early experiences shaped my passion for athletics. Moving back to Australia brought new challenges, but sports became my way to connect and build a new life. Transitioning to ASJ was a breath of fresh air, offering me the support I needed to thrive academically and athletically. When I first heard about the opportunities at ASJ, I thought it would be just another school experience. However, I had yet to consider how much support I would receive from teachers and the community. The most exciting thing I learned was the importance of flexibility in balancing academics and sports, which enhanced my high school experience. Thank you for letting me take you through my journey as a student athlete. For those considering joining AISJ and aspiring sports athletes, follow your passions and find the right place for you. It all depends on what you want. And if you want a place to grow and have opportunities to be your best, then ASJ is the right place for you. Until next time, go Eagles.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at AISJ-JHB.com.